Okay, let's dive right in. Forget dusty archives for a second. Imagine holding these photographic plates, actual physical objects from 1911. They belong to an amateur photographer, Ethan Walsh, in Chicago, Lakeview neighborhood. And what's on them? Well, it's pretty unsettling.
Yeah, unsettling is the word. We're not talking about charming old street scenes here, not exactly. You do pictures of the same street, right?
Yeah.
But when you look closely, they're almost identical, but not quite. There are these impossible differences. Street signs change between shots. Cars seem to be doubled. Even people appear duplicated.
It's like looking at two slightly different moments, or maybe two slightly different realities smashed together. And then there's the woman in the gray dress.
Ah, yes, the woman in gray. She's maybe the most baffling part. She's in every single photo,
Yeah.
and she's always, always staring straight at the camera lens.
But the guy who took the photos, Walsh, he swore he never saw her. No memory of this woman being there at all.
And it gets weirder. Experts looked at these plates, trying to find a rational explanation. They confirmed it wasn't a simple mistake, like a double exposure or some weird reflection. She's in the image.
Even in shots where logically she couldn't be. Like, if the camera was facing away or from an angle where she'd be blocked.
Exactly. Even then, she's still there looking at the camera.
Yeah.
Defies basic optics, basic physics, really.
So you've got these physical photos, evidence showing something that just shouldn't be possible. Where do we even start trying to explain this? What are the theories?
Well, one of the big ones, and it's pretty out there, is the idea of timelines. Could the camera somehow have captured moments where slightly different timelines sort of overlapped?
Overlapped timelines. So the duplicated cars, the different signs, those are like little variations between parallel moments.
That's the thinking, yeah. Like tiny ripples or differences between adjacent realities, all caught on one photographic plate. The camera acting as a sort of accidental window.
Okay, so if that's the case, where does the woman in gray fit in? Is she part of one timeline or something else?
That's the tricky part, isn't it? Maybe she's a constant, a figure present in several of these overlapping timelines. Perhaps she's not quite anchored to just one single version of that street corner at that moment, like an echo.
An echo across realities. Wow. Okay, what's another angle if it's not timelines?
Another possibility shifts focus from multiple realities to just one reality breaking down temporarily. Think of it like a glitch, a momentary stutter in the fabric of existence right there on that street.
A glitch in reality. So the duplicates, the weird inconsistencies, they're not from another place, but from this reality just messing up, copying itself.
Precisely. Like the code of the universe just repeated a line or skipped a beat for a second. And the woman in gray in this theory might be, well, like an artifact of that glitch.
An artifact, meaning.
Something created by the glitch, or maybe something revealed by it. Something not playing by the usual rules of space and time during that instability. Her constant presence, staring at the camera, maybe that's like a signature of the reality stutter itself.
It's bizarre how the photos are so consistent in their inconsistency, you know?
Exactly. The rules seem bent, maybe, but there's still some strange logic to the anomalies themselves. Now, there's a third way to look at this, which is less about external reality and more internal.
Internal, you mean like in Walsh's head?
Or perhaps something about the location itself, the idea of a psychic imprint. Could the camera, or maybe Walsh himself, unconsciously have recorded some kind of residual energy, a powerful mental image tied to that spot?
So the repeated scenes, the woman, they're not physically there, but they're like a psychic echo burned onto the film.
Sort of, yeah. Maybe a strong emotional event happened there, or someone had a persistent, powerful thought or presence associated with that street corner. The location itself might hold that residue.
And her stare, always at the camera. How does that fit the psychic idea?
That's maybe the most compelling part of this theory. Could it be a psychic projection, conscious or maybe unconscious, that was specifically focused on the act of being observed, of being photographed?
Like the psychic energy itself knew the camera was there.
It's a stretch, I know, but it tries to account for that direct gaze. It makes you wonder about photography itself, doesn't it? Is it just capturing light? Or can it, under very specific, maybe unknown conditions, capture something else, something psychic?
And you mentioned this isn't the only case of weird stuff showing up in photos,
Oh,
right?
absolutely not.
Yeah.
Photographic history is full of anomalies, unexplained figures, strange lights, things that shouldn't be there. Spirit photography was a whole thing, though often faked. But cases like Walsh's, which seem harder to dismiss as simple hoaxes or errors, they suggest there might be more to how cameras interact with, well, whatever reality is, than we think.
Okay, let's circle back specifically to the woman. No memory of her, always staring. impossibly present.
Right. That direct, unwavering gaze is key. It feels intentional somehow, connected to the observer, the camera. So was she tied to one specific timeline? Was she the glitch made manifest? Was she the psychic imprint?
Each explanation just feels inadequate somehow. It pushes against everything we think we know.
It absolutely does.
Mm-hmm.
These aren't fuzzy shapes in the distance.
Yeah.
They're clear photographic plates examined by experts that show things contradicting basic logic. Yeah. Time, space, presence.
It's not just a cool story. It's this tangible thing that seems to break the rules.
And that's where the real weight comes in. Normal science, normal photography can't explain it away easily, which leads to some.
Yeah.
Pretty profound, maybe even unsettling implications.
You used the word terrifying before, the idea that these photos could be actual proof. Proof that reality isn't as solid as we assume.
Proof might be too strong a word for some, but evidence. Compelling evidence, certainly. Evidence that maybe reality is layered or fluid.
Mm-hmm.
That maybe, just maybe, we're coexisting alongside other versions, other possibilities, constantly.
So Ethan Walsh, back in 1911, accidentally stumbled onto this crack in reality. And captured it.
That's what the plates seem to show. The duplicated world, the inconsistencies, and her. The woman in gray watching him, watching the camera. It's an enduring enigma.
Which brings us right back to the fundamental question, doesn't it?
Mm.
We have this saying, photos don't lie. If that's true, even broadly. What exactly were Ethan Walsh's photos showing us back then?
What were they depicting? And maybe more importantly, what does it imply about the world around us right now? If something as objective as a camera can capture such impossible anomalies, well, it makes you wonder, doesn't it? What else might be happening unseen right alongside our everyday lives?